Weekly, we focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing equity in our community. And this morning, we welcome Shaquille Anthony, Employment and Workforce Development Liaison with LINC. We continue your conversation, a community revitalization organization. And, of course, joining the discussion, WGVU Grants Manager, writer Steve Chappell. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Shelley, and good morning to Shaquille Anthony.
Thank you. Good morning.
We are, for our listeners that haven't heard, WGVU, in partnership with LINC and many other organizations, are administering a multi-year grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation under their umbrellas of racial equity and equity for children and families of color. And we are doing two things with that grant, now in its fourth year. We are producing programming through our inclusion reporter, Michelle Jokish-Polo and Mariana Avila, and our Shaping Narratives core group of leaders of color who are producing their own programs, and we're taking that programming into the community. And it's all focusing on doing equity work. And I have to share with our listeners that I'm going to ask a follow-up question to a question they haven't heard yet.
Okay.
Because, as you know, Shelley, some of the best communication and conversations happen off air.
Yes.
And then you say, well, why didn't I say that on air? But, Shaquille, you are involved in workforce development for LINC, a community revitalization organization here in Grand Rapids. And I'm curious, what are some of the barriers that your clients face? We all face barriers at one time or another.
Absolutely.
In our life, but what are some of their barriers to seeking and keeping good jobs?
So, you know, we were talking, and I think that the barriers are what we all know them to be. We hear them all the time, right? Transportation, childcare, employment, housing, and food disparities. Those are the main five. But I think what I'm seeing more currently in our neighborhoods is that there are a lot of people who are afraid to take the leap and just even go get better employment. We see a lot of people who have assistance or get governmental assistance, and they're afraid to take the leap because if they take the leap and they make more money, or, you know, they go take advantage of these opportunities, that benefit will be affected. And I'm seeing that more and more. I've seen people choose to turn down a job because it was more money than what they could make the threshold. And if they accepted the job, then their benefits would be affected.
Now, LINC is a real player in Grand Rapids as far as connecting your clients and people in your neighborhoods with opportunities in housing, employment, food disparities, and other things. Now, you deal primarily in the 49507 area code.
Madison Square.
Zip code. So Madison Square area. So describe with our listeners a little, to our listeners a little bit, you know, the individual, the residents that you help. I mean, have they held jobs before? Are they moving on to different jobs?
Madison Square is a very unique area. It's a very, very unique area. Our residents there are amazing people. They're unique. And we see a bunch of different cases. We have people who have never held jobs. We see people who have had jobs and experienced hardship, so they have gaps in employment. We see people who have degrees. We see people who may have just, you know, wanted to change career fields. We see a various array of different residents in our neighborhood. And the unique thing about LINC is when we do the work that we do, essentially, we don't assume that everybody is the same. We don't assume that everybody's need is the same. So we pay very close attention to that person and what that person may need, because everybody needs something different. So we go out of our way and we make sure that we pay attention to that need so we can properly and effectively meet that need and make sure that that resident or those residents or whoever walks through our doors are helped and their situation is better, not because we just assume that they were, you know, hey, they need a job, so we're just going to send them over here. No, we want to pay attention to, hey, what are you looking for? What is your history? What is your experience? How long did you want to do this? Are you looking to change fields? What do you need? Like, what's stopping you from getting the job that you want? And one of the questions we asked before in previous times is, what keeps you from the job that you want?
Yeah. Are you getting answers?
Yes. Yes, we're getting answers like, well, my record, or, well, you know, hey, I just don't know. I just need to be educated. And that brings me to my next part. I think that's one of the biggest disparities when it comes to workforce development and its effectiveness is the educational and the training and development piece of workforce development. I think is very key and is very vital in workforce development, not just in terms of how to do a job or a certain profession or field, but even navigating social and professional norms, how to be professional, soft skills, hard skills, just that training and development on how to get and keep a job, the sustainability in employment.
And Link is at the forefront in many areas impacting quality of life, one of which is workforce development. And I'd like to share with our listeners that you've held your first workshop Wednesday of the year where you are serving clients. Tell us about the age range and some of the things you do in this workshop development class.
So, yeah, Workshop Wednesday, we're very excited about this. It's a new initiative we rolled out, a curriculum built to really help take a deep dive. It's a two-part curriculum. So the first part that we dove into was the resume building, cover letter building, and then interviewing. This is a deep dive. When I say a deep dive, I mean we go into the different types of resumes, the different types of cover letters, the different sections of a resume, what goes where, how you're supposed to address the different sections of a resume and cover letter. And we go through the whole interviewing process from screening to accepting a job offer. So this is essentially built to help people really understand the importance of cover letter and resume building. And essentially what we didn't want to do was we didn't want to build and do their resumes for them, but we wanted to equip them with the tools necessary so that when they left, they knew how to build it and what was going to work for them. So it was very, 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 very exciting. The engagement was amazing. The age range was very unique. We had someone as young as 16, nice. And someone as old as 60 years old. And the
60's not old.
I said 60 years old.
Okay,
I don't think 60 is old.
I'm 60, with you. I'm
60
with
is
you.
The prime, right? 60 is the new 20.
There we go. Yeah.
60 is the new 20.
Messing with you.
No, it's fine.
Thank you
and
for sharing.
So what we did in that, it was amazing to see the synergy because a 16-year-old in the room asked a question and made a comment. And before I answered him, but before I could finish answering him, a 30-year-old chimed into the conversation. And then after her, a 50-year-old woman chimed into the conversation. And to see that group thinking and that group development and that group learning and the wisdom, you know, these are people who have lived and been where the 16-year-old hasn't been. And that's the point of Workshop Wednesday, is to not only train and develop, but to encourage group thinking and to help people
share
glean
experiences.
From one, exactly.
Yes, yes.
Because that's
yes,
how you
yes.
learn. You cannot deny true stories and experience. Right.
Because someone in their 50s or 60s that have been in the workforce, maybe in and out of the workforce, can share tips, suggestions with people that maybe and applying for their first job. I'd like to cite a statistic that ties right into a real focus that this community in many different sectors, foundations, Talent 2025, and other groups are focusing on that educational piece that's key. In the Business Case for Racial Equity in Michigan, a publication by W.K. Kellogg Foundation Alterum Institute, it says by 2020, which is now, 70% of jobs in Michigan will require some type of post-secondary education. And so I think, you know, Grand Rapids is a vibrant community. We have different the educational sector working with the business sector, with the nonprofit sector, and with Link doing its part. This report also talks about how a more diverse workforce that you are ushering in to this community and working with in itself will contribute to greater success in an increasingly global economy. Research has shown that businesses with more diverse workforces have more customers, higher revenues and profits, greater market share, less absenteeism and turnover, and a higher level of commitment to their organization.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, the diversity piece is amazing, right? Because with that diversity, it's more than just the word diversity. With that diversity, you get a different, like a conglomerate of different people, different perspectives, different ideas, different mindsets, different thought processes. Exactly. And that those experiences and those different mindsets and those different, you know, thought processes adds to what that company is capable of doing. Because what happens when you have an initiative that you want to roll out to better the community and you bring in all these different voices to ensure that what you're building, there's a holistic approach to it. That's the point of diversity. Diversity is to make sure it helps with making sure you see things from every different lens.
Nice.
And when you don't, it stifles whatever you're trying to do.
Yes. Oh, we are looking for final comments on behalf of the good work you do, Shaquille Anthony, Employment and Workforce Development Liaison with LINC.
So yeah, in parting, definitely follow LINC up on on our website and on Facebook as well. LINC up, you just type in LINCUP. Also, I want to encourage anybody listening, if you're looking for job opportunities or if you want to stay in the loop on job opportunities, we did create a Facebook group that can be accessed from our LINC up page called LINC up Community Employment Listings. You could type that in LINCUP. Community Employment Listings. And in this group, there's about right now, maybe a little over 300 people, but there are over 50 employers represented in that group, and they
post jobs
daily.
Oh, that's great.
Daily, they post jobs. I mean, and we built it. I remember when we started it last year, and now it just manages itself. So definitely join in on that as well.
You build it, it'll come.
Yes.
Take that from a line of a movie. All right. Thank you very much, Shaquille. We'll talk again.
Yes, ma'am.
Steve Chappell, round us out, please.
If any of our listeners to the WGVU Morning Show have missed any part of this interview with Shaquille Anthony from LINC, they may go to the WGVU Radio news page a little later this afternoon and click on Mutually Inclusive and hear this interview in its entirety and many others in the series.
And see our picture on the WGVU Morning Show Facebook page. There you go. Take care, everyone. Thank you for this weekly opportunity.